T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And then there's some red zone execution. Obviously, I thought the difference in the game was the red zone, them versus us. All that being said, again, to battle back, to have a chance to win the football game shows that we've got something special in that locker room. We've got something that's worth protecting. The execution part, we had a feeling that would be something that would lag behind the effort as the season as we got into the season. But it's time for us to look at ourselves as a staff, and we've got to do a better job of getting this execution going quicker. And obviously, we've got an outstanding opponent here Friday night. We don't have a lot of time to lick our wounds and get ready to play here, Virginia.
And yet, somehow, when I went to the odds website yesterday, Canes are 2.5-point favorites. I don't understand.
It's the brand. It's the brand of the U. That's why they're always favored in all these games.
I don't understand, Robbie.
It's just to get the suckers to bet.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a total sucker bet.
Sucker bet.
It's like the match the dealer bet in blackjack.
Oh, some people pounced on it because now it's down to minus
down to one and a half.
Down to 1.5.
Somebody said
I was like 2.5. What? 2.5?
Do you know that they are 4-12 in their last 16 Power 5 games? And out of all those 16 games, they've only been underdogs once?
4-12 total record or against the spread?
No. Well, that's 4-12 overall, outright.
Jesus.
And you do the math. They've been favored in, out of the 16 games, they've been favored in 15 of those games.
Is that true?
Correct. They only have 3 covers in that stretch.
Damn.
Jeez.
Listen, when we saw the spread was 14 this week, I was like, really? 14?
I even said that the Virginia Tech could win outright in the Magnificent Seven. You guys,
you did say that.
You did say that. I think you jinxed it, but still.
I mean, I didn't feel good about it. I don't feel good about any game the Canes are going to. You said that you thought the Canes were going to roll, Leroy.
I did.
I know. It's like
I think they all got duped by that quarterback switch.
No, it wasn't that. It was just, look, one of the things that you know about Virginia Tech and you've always known about Virginia Tech is they usually have athletes on defense. And they don't really have that.
By the way, it took 3 touchdowns before they were like, hey, why don't we bring multiple people after the quarterback? They won't be able to block it. And then poor Cosey was just like, oh my God. What?
7 sacks.
We got no time.
And that in itself.
What's up, Eric?
Hey, I got a question for you guys. Actually, a 2-part question.
Two parts, all right.
If they score at the end of the game, they score the touchdown. Do you believe Manny trots out back to kick that field goal?
No. Now he would have. There's no way he would have made that extra point. He would have been way too shook. Yeah, I think they would have gone for 2 for the win.
Yeah, I think so too, man.
Okay, so if he let's say they don't convert the 2-pointer, do you blame it on Manny or do you? What do you do?
Blame it on the kicker. You got to do the best thing you can do to win.
I mean, at that point, don't you have to be like, I understand. Like, how could he trust his kicker after missing that? How? I mean, there was already signs that he didn't because of the weird 2-point conversion where we're all just like, what?
Well, he hadn't missed an extra point yet when he went for 2 the first time.
Well, you know what? With all the reports that we're getting of just the worst practices of all time, because it's all we hear about is, oh, they had to stop practice. They had to do individual competitions. I mean, like, you know, it's like he's got to inject a sloth with cocaine to get these guys to compete against each other at practice. I can't imagine the kicking's been going fantastic either. I mean, I don't know that. I'm just speculating because why else are you doing that? In that weird situation.
It's the WizKid data. It's all the rage now.
It's not.
WizKid data.
Look, it works.
That's
if you do it a lot, because then you have a number to base your results off of. But doing it one time, like, we know the coach for, was it Peterson, right?
Yeah, Doug Peterson.
Doug Peterson. We know he does that.
Yep.
So if he goes for 2, you're like, eh, no big deal. We're not. It's part of what he does. Okay, but just out of the blue, I've never seen him go for 2 all year. And then out of the blue, you go for 2? Got to be something else.
It's the data.
I mean, it's a weird thing that we're harping on because it did end up working, and then it seemed.
But then you should have done it again.
Yeah, but it seemed.
No, that's just playing the result. There's no way you. By the way, you're going for two.
I don't know how many people realize this. What that 2-point conversion, DJ Dallas going to the right side and getting the ball in, not the play that was called, not what was supposed to happen.
It was luck.
No.
Literally,
hold on.
That was DJ taking something and making something out of nothing.
What?
That sometimes a bad play call, you go out and you make it work.
Yeah, but the coach
said. It's football.
Yeah, like, why?
It's football.
Are you being revelatory there? Like, the coach said that.
No, I'm not being. I'm not being revelatory. I'm just saying maybe some people miss.
He wants me to say it.
You can go ahead and say 4th and 1, but you know you want to know something. You guys look unbelievably stupid because I watched. I watched walk on Flips McGee out there on a 3rd and 1.
Oh, Jimmy Murphy got it done,
and he got it done, and he's 5'7".
That makes up a third quick game even look more stupid.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
The O line blocked for him actually.
I'm not talking about 4th and 1 again.
But even if Bubba backs let's make 75% of his extra points, which is probably on the low end. We know 75% is still better than the 45% chance of making a 2-point conversion.
Can we play the thing so I can do the thing and then we can get to the thing?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
The email we just got. So great. All right, Jay Gruden was fired by the Washington football team. No surprise there after they got thumped by the Patriots 33-7 yesterday.
Seems unfair. That's what decided it? You just made him go out there like a sacrificial lamb to the Patriots?
They didn't give him a chance against the slump buster Dolphins?
Nah.
Wow. No, that's when you change
stuff. That's exactly when you change.
Who's the slump buster in this situation, actually?
The Dolphins.
Hey, what happens when...
why aren't the Redskins the slump buster for the Dolphins?
If a slump buster plays a slump buster, is that going to be like a great game?
That's basically my dating life.
Could be one of two things.
Back in the day, not now.
It could be either a 45-40 game or a 6-3 game.
I mean, it's going to be entertaining.
Redskins are going to win by 10.
Yeah.
It's free money weekend. You got Virginia getting points, and you got the Redskins as only a 3.5-point favorite. It's a free money weekend.
Last night, Patrick Mahomes hurt his ankle, and the Chiefs lost to the Cowboys last. No, not the Cowboys.
He's got them
the Colts, 19-13.
He's got those Steph Curry ankles. His ankles are always hurt.
Yeah. His offensive line was.
I'll take him.
His ankle got hurt.
Did you see that throw he made?
I'll take him.
He avoided 78 people. Then he rolled to his right and threw a bullet right into the end zone.
I would take Patrick Mahomes on your little Achilles cart over most quarterbacks.
By the way,
somebody said, imagine if last year's punter was still here.
Oh my God.
Oh.
I really. I was.
Thank you to Lou Hedley. By the way, he is the only solid thing about the team.
Are they allowed to drop kick?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's legal.
Yeah, it's legal.
You should do some drop kicks with Lou Hedley.
Free extra points?
Yeah.
Just see what happens. By the way, Mason Rudolph left the hospital after being mightily concussed.
You know what's a bad look? I think one of the most intimidating things to look at is like the football helmet like with the mask. But football helmet without the mask.
Whoa.
No.
That's a rough look.
Not in those circumstances.
You don't want that.
I'm telling you, wasn't nobody scared of him.
Bro,
I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm fine.
He put up the table for one with his middle finger.
Can you give me Mike Tomlin? I want to hear why. Because if you guys didn't see it, Mason Rudolph, he got concussed, out cold, and the cart broke down.
Like, he got knocked the bleep out.
I'm going to tell you this. It's not funny.
No.
But he was knocked out higher than usually the guy falls, right. And when he gets almost to the ground, you go, oh, he's out.
Right.
He was almost standing up. Boom. Oh, no, he's out already.
That he asked for the check.
Let's hear from Mike Tomlin.
On Mason's injury, do you know why he had to stand up and kind of walk off the way he did while the cart was out there?
Ask somebody that's in charge of that. I don't drive carts and things of that nature.
Like, yeah, I asked
drive cars.
He asked them about stadium stuff. Like, he might as well said, hey. He should have said, hey.
You guys got to go be a true journalist.
They might as well ask him, hey, You figured out when the churros are coming to the stadium.
Hey, can you tell me why are the toilets clogged in section 232?
No, that's a fair question. Because obviously Mike Tomlin is asking, what the hell is going on with the car?
He
has that information.
Wait, of all the things that have happened in football and the seriousness that they now take this matter, right? You think they couldn't have found a backup plan than to have the guy walking off? They were getting ready to strap.
What is the backup plan? I mean,
they went from strapping him, cutting his face mask off, and strapping him to the gurney so he didn't move anything, to walking.
That
can't be good.
In the old days, wouldn't they just pull the ambulance onto the field and put him out there and take off?
Yes.
I don't mean to be there.
No doubt. We knew he was going to the hospital.
He was
going to
go get checked out.
Just back up the truck.
Hey, you know what? I see every week in fighting the dude gets knocked the bleep out. They just prop him up on the stool.
Oh. Woo. Dude. Hey, dude got knocked out like that in a fight we saw. And no lie, the doctors rushed out, and you see the chair come out of the corner. But he laid down for a long time. Remember, they had to put the mask on his face.
Oh, yeah.
It was bad. It was brutal.
I thought he was dead.
Whoa.
Mason Rudolph, I mean, it's not funny at all, but he did ask for a check for one with his middle finger.
I'm fine. Dude, that's what he kept saying.
All is well.
All is well. I'm fine. I'm like, yo, hey, not for nothing.
The QBs are dropping like flies this year, man. I would think this is bad.
You know why? Because nobody's protecting them. Guess what? You know who's getting protected? The three-step drop quarterback, the Tom Brady's, the quick release guys. If Peyton Manning was still playing, he would never get sacked because they get rid of the ball quick.
How about that Dolphins first-round pick with the Steelers?
I mean, am I a bad person? Ever think this is good for the Dolphins?
You know, Devlin Hodges wasn't bad. He might be halfway decent. Hey.
There's a couple of teams you root for. You root for Houston
and
Pittsburgh to be bad.
Can I just say, all right? Can I get my Monday? Can my Monday dance on Adam Grace's grave?
Adam Gase.
Yeah. Can I get that?
Please go ahead.
You guys seeing what's happening in New York?
Yeah. Yeah. He won't last long.
Leroy. So.
Oh boy.
This dummy. He goes the whole week thinking Sam Darnold's gonna play. Not realizing that his spleen doesn't work. So he gives Luke Falk one day of practice. And then he got destroyed. Luke Falk went out there. He dropped back.
Wait, did I see?
He dropped back and he goes. And one of the Eagles just took the football from him.
Yes.
And ran the other way with it.
Right.
10 sacks.
Wow.
He sucks. This has been the greatest season of just making fun of Adam Gase of all time. I'm so happy. I am like the person who is just like, I didn't know. I was just a man partying by myself. I was like the sad drunk at a bar. And now everyone wants to party with me at the Adam Gase sucks party.
Did I see Ray Lucas on the Jets post game say,
Whoever
told me that Adam Gase is an offensive genius should get punched in the face.
And mind you, that's Ray Lucas. Could you imagine somebody as terrible at quarterback as Ray Lucas telling you, oh, this dude's a bum.
Somebody said, just saw the Virginia Tech tight end running wide open on the 836.
I mean,
the defense could stop anyone.
Listen,
Hooker is still running.
Identity of the team, bro.
Look at those defensive rankings, bro. Swag.
Yeah, anybody want to? Hey, please text me what their stats are. Where are the Canes ranking? I want to know.
It's not as high as they were before.
You know what's amazing? There is nothing about this game. Because, you know, a lot of people don't watch the games, they just look at the stats, right? And, if I read these stats to you, you're like,
would you watch the game?
It was a blowout, right?
15th in the country, bro. Top 15. Right above LSU, bro. Please tell me. Right behind Georgia, bro.
That Bethune-Cookman padded the stats.
You lost to a team that had 184 passing yards and 153 rushing yards. Think about that. That's what you have when you get blown out.
They got blown out by Duke.
They're a bad football team. I don't know.
Virginia Tech gave up a billion rushing yards to Furman and Old Dominion.
Miami had 563 total yards. Now, part of that, it's a little, you know, skewed because
they were coming back. And right. They had to pass the ball all
right.
over the place.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Nikosi was out there chucking it all over the place. Okay, great. They had a great offensive day. Great production. What about their defense?
11 penalties.
And the Canes had 2 weeks to prepare.
No, they don't do as well coming off the bye week. Yeah. Manny said that last time. They don't do well coming off the bye week.
Maybe. I'm just maybe what they do.
Why do we get on play? Hold on. Why do we get on players and tell them to be careful with what they say in front of the media? And then we have these coaches just
throwing things out there.
Spitting out garbage.
You know what? I think this could be a good thing.
Let me check my phone to see what Huh?
Most coaches hate the short week. Maybe Manny, he'll thrive in the short week. Yeah, less practice.
And Virginia Tech is the one coming. I mean, Virginia is the one coming off a bye.
You know what? In fact, the Canes, according to all these reports, the Canes have been so bad at practice. Maybe less practice is a good thing. They're like Matt Moore. The Miami Hurricanes are like Matt Moore. Matt Moore was a better player when he did not practice. He was a gamer. Maybe the Canes will be better as gamers. Less preparation. It's wacky.
The word from the players this week was the best week of practice all year.
It
was the best Tuesday they had all year.
Great.
Brevin Jordan said it after the game.
You know what? Everybody says that. What do you want them to say? Have you ever met a player and said, you know what? We stunk it up at practice on Tuesday. And no, the coach may say that, right? But the players, wait. Have you ever met a boxer who didn't say he was in the best shape of his life?
No.
They always say that. Then they get knocked out.
No, I mean, because last week. Last week, Manny said it was the worst Wednesday they've had all year.
You know why? Because there's no game. So he could say that to try to motivate him to practice better. That's what that is.
No, maybe.
You can't read into that?
Come
on, coaches do it all the time.
Or it's actually true, and they actually did have their worst practice, and
okay.
They're just not good.
Okay.
Maybe that.
We even get to my fodder.
Oh, we'll get to your fodder next.
Stamkos left circle. Left point, it's Hedman across. Kucherov to Hedman. To Stamkos, looking over. Kucherov shot. Oh, what a save made by Bobrovsky with the glove. And he hangs on. He robs Kucherov to keep the Panthers up by a pair of goals. Lightning turn it over. And it's Trocheck down to the near corner for the Panthers. Down behind the net and over to the far side. Connolly shovels it up the far boards. Long shot, Ekblad. Tipped of the way, they score! And it looks like Hoffman got a piece of that one. It's a hat trick for Mike Hoffman, and the Panthers have taken a 4-1 lead. If you're listening,
whoa. It's the only good part of the weekend, man. That Panthers game was a thriller on Saturday night. Home opener, Leroy. Hoffman hat trick. Bobrovsky laying it out there. That guy's good.
I was with a bunch of hockey fans yesterday that were at the game, and they were just talking about how watching Bobrovsky is different than watching any other goalie how active he is.
He's so crazy. Like it's he's diving all over the place. There was at one point a dog pile on him, and he comes out with the puck.
What?
Yeah, it was wild. It was bananas. Because I mean, like it got a little dicey there at the end because it was they were killing it. Hoffman's got the hat trick. Rats are on the ice. You know, it gets to within a goal there, and you're just like, man, you had to hold on for dear life, but Bobrovsky was coming up with six saves. That dude is awesome. Can I hear a little bit from our favorite Russian, Sergei Bobrovsky, after the Cats get themselves an opening night win at home against the Lightning, who they've played 9 times in a row? He's going out there. Listen, we go out, we play with pride.
Yeah, it's again Tampa, one of the best teams in the NHL, and it doesn't matter, you know. It's we compete against them, and it's just, you know, the pride to get the win, to beat the opponent, and I thought everybody stepped up tonight.
Pride game, even in Russian, Leroy.
Hey, yeah, they lost the first game.
It's not a pride game.
It's a pride game. It was a revenge game.
He said you got to play with pride.
That's right.
That's a big difference than a pride game. Pride game is when you're 21-point underdogs and you're offended by that.
Watching him, it's like watching the Rubber Band Man play goalie. It's crazy. I can't understand some of the things that he's doing out there.
Is he one of the smaller goalies?
I don't know. I mean, I'd be speaking from ignorance on that, but I'm blown away by how much smaller he is than Luongo.
Right.
Because I've seen them.
How about Van Beesbrook? He wasn't that small, right?
Not like that, no.
Yeah, and it's not like he's a dwarf. Like he's my height,
he's
but he's slender.
Slender.
He is slender. And he is awesome. So shout out to the Cats. I'm going to be in the building tomorrow night, Leroy. I'm bringing a little ice.
Yeah.
That's my daughter.
Yeah.
She's ready for her first Panthers game of the season.
All right.
We watched on Saturday night from our couch. She made a Panthers sign. She's fired up. She loves the Panthers, man. Like, that is her team right now. Her first sports love. I'm so proud.
Yeah?
Yeah. She was screaming, bleep the lightning. It was awesome.
What?
Anyway.
Dump button.
What just happened?
So you're telling me there's Kane's fodder? This is what's going down?
A little bit.
What does that mean?
Well, so...
they contacted Mario Cristobal?
You got sauces?
Well, actually... I think there's some pressure on Uncle Blake James.
Really?
Because of the lack of a complete search they did when Mark Richt stepped down. It was really Blake and a couple of people that kind of just said, let's just get Manny. Let's get Manny back.
And what did they have to pay Temple to get him?
$4 million.
Yeah.
$4 million.
Temple.
Leroy.
And dodged a bullet, Temple.
I was talking to some...
And they got $4 million.
Hey, Temple does not dodge bullets.
I was talking to our good friend Manny Navarro about some information I got, and he believes that the information is correct because he got the same information that there was some real interest in by some other members of the Board of Trustees that let's put the money together and go buy out Mario. And I think there's still some people that wish they had done that.
Has he ever won?
Has he ever won? Defined win. I mean, he did.
Won at FIU. He got him bowl eligible for the first time.
I mean, he did a miracle at FIU by getting the worst team to a bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
Then he went on to be an assistant coach at Alabama, and then he went on to where he is at Oregon.
I'm just throwing this out there. What if? And this is just crazy scenario.
Yeah. No.
What if FIU were to beat Miami this year?
Yeah, I think all bets are off as to who is employed.
Is it true? Somebody did say Manny's going to take control of defense.
Hey, guys.
I don't know. I know that Manny's on with Joe right now. He just said that Jaron will start this game against Virginia. He is...
That's good. Because you don't... Well, no, because...
What if he's not healthy,
If he's not healthy, that's a different story. Then you got to say something. But if you don't start him based on that small moment in his college career so far, you're sending a bad message.
Now, is it Jaron going to be playing with looking over his shoulder, like he's worried about it? If he makes one bad interception,
could be because he's young. He's young, and that's the thing. Like, it's not a veteran. It's not a professional. You know, a professional would probably come out and say, you know what? I would have liked the opportunity to fight through it, but it wasn't playing well, so I get what I get, right? College kids don't always think like that. So we'll see when he comes out, how he prepares, and how he starts this next game.
Assuming he's healthy. All right, let's just say we think he's a little banged up because that's what they said on the
broadcast. Well, he went to go have his shoulder looked at.
Yeah, and he went with the team doctor. But let's just say he's healthy enough to play through it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What do you earn as the quarterback who's been the quarterback for 4 weeks? Like, if you go out there and you poop the bed like that, I'm asking the question.
You can't,
because in my opinion, just watching it, it's as bad a performance as you could have as a quarterback.
Sure.
Three drives, three interceptions.
Sure.
I don't feel, and I'm not on a football team, I don't feel it's beneath you if you have an option that's viable enough to go out there and perform, which Nkosi, say what you will of him. The guy's he can go out there and he can quarterback a college football game. So is he above getting benched after a start like that to a game as bad as it gets?
No, he's not. But could you imagine playing for an organization or a coach or anybody where that's possible throughout the team? You understand? Like, there's a level of you have to feel comfortable going out onto the field and not having to think about certain things.
Uh-huh.
Not think about every time you throw a bad pass, you could get replaced.
I get it, but he threw three bad passes. Oh,
okay, but still, like, again, we don't know why. I think he was hurt.
Maybe, but maybe he also was just not playing well.
Okay, but, like, why? I don't... So he doesn't get an opportunity to fight. You know, there's been quarterbacks that start off bad and finish strong.
They start off that bad?
Yeah,
3 for 3?
Sure. Sure.
Now, here's a question.
It's so unlike him. If he were a guy that threw picks all the time, then I could understand.
Yeah, but we don't really know that it's unlike him. Like, we've seen him for 4 games.
He hasn't thrown one in 4 games. Not one pick in 4 games.
I call it 3 games.
Is it safe to say it's not like him?
Well, it's 3 games because you say Bethune doesn't count.
Fair point.
Okay, fine.
3 games? I'm allowed to know a guy?
Wait. You can determine whether the guy is a pick thrower or not.
Yeah, but we've also heard that he's not very much of a risk taker either. And so
he wants to keep his job.
Okay.
You got to make him feel comfortable to go throw it.
And as soon as he throws the ball downfield, they're ducks that are getting snapped out of the air by the other team.
All right, fine.
I'm just asking.
Fine. Let me explain something. You cannot work in an environment where every time you do something or take a chance, somebody could come in and take your job. You can't do it.
Leroy, what would happen? Can I ask you this?
Sure.
What would happen at Michigan? And I'm not saying this because of reputation.
Right.
But what would happen if in 3 straight possessions you put the ball on the ground?
Oh, yeah.
You're on the bench.
You know, but I was known as fumbler. So even I knew
still,
it was coming.
But still, but
if I never fumbled and I say...
But you're a very good player for the team.
A good player?
Yes. You're a very good player for the team.
I would have got the ball again.
But you would have been benched.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Maybe no, for play.
There's been times.
3 straight possessions?
Let me explain something to you. There's been times in my career where I fumbled twice early. And I got the stare coming off the field. And I've also been told that's about enough of that. Right? And that was it.
Okay.
Go back and carry the ball.
But theoretically, since it was twice.
Let me ask you a question.
If you would have done it a third time,
would you also agree that the running back position is different than the quarterback position?
Yes, a lot different. Right? So, here, you know what's going to happen? Here's what's going to happen. The worst possible thing that could happen to Jaren Williams is he becomes check down Charlie.
He's been check down Charlie, though. He kind of has been.
You kind of have to be. You're not getting protection.
I mean, but I saw Nkosi out there throwing the ball all over the field, and I saw I've seen Jeff Thomas for the first time this season.
They were rushing 4 and dropping back 30 yards.
They still got 7 sacks in there.
And they still got 7 sacks.
Uh-huh. But theoretically, if you have all those guys dropping back, shouldn't it be harder to go get the ball down the field to these guys?
Somewhat.
I mean, knowing that I'll have more time.
It's still harder to cover all that area.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I get what you're saying. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of how quick we are to just fold up shop on a player.
No, it's not folding up shop though. Here's the problem. You have that situation, right? You've given up 3 interceptions right off the bat. You're down 3 touchdowns. Okay. Does Jaren really have the capability, even from a tangible talent standpoint, to bring you back like that? Like Nkosi. All right, we all think probably not as cerebral as Jaren Williams is, right? As far as managing a game.
Correct.
But as far as arm talent is concerned and a guy who can just basically go out there and wing it,
he's got that
ability. And so if you're in a game where you're, gonna have to probably heave it all over the field to get any kind of mojo back into this game, I kind of get it, man. Like, I don't think it's something a coach should be killed over because you got off to that bad a start.
I'm not killing him. But what I'm saying is that based on what he's trying to do there and what he's trying to build there, and how's that going to affect Jaren in the future, knowing that he's a young quarterback? I mean, it's hard to be – I could understand if he was a third or fourth year quarterback, right? Because then you could look at him and say, you should know better, go sit down. First year playing quarterback. And if you don't have confidence in him or don't give him that opportunity, he doesn't get a chance to grow. I get on you about this with a lot of players. It's like you want them to be Pro Bowlers right away. You want them to be, all ACC right away. Like, we have teams down here where no player – has the luxury of being able to grow and to have their lumps and grow because the teams are so bad. And we're so quick to go, okay, so every quarterback that's ever played hasn't had a moment like this. They've been perfect the whole time. Right?
Quarterbacks have bad moments. I understand that. But right. But it's there are starts and there are games that are so they're so out of the box as far as the way it goes. Like, not many games does a quarterback start off three interceptions on three drives. Doesn't
sure.
happen very often.
Sure, it doesn't.
And so doesn't. If you're in a desperate situation, maybe you gotta kinda try something desperate to get out of it. Maybe it's just
okay.
The other thing is,
but you also have to allow him the opportunity to fight through it.
Yeah, but also there's just days for any other position in sports, really. Maybe other than like goaltender, some days are just not your day, right? Like, don't you just show up to the field and you just have a awful performance?
Sure.
I think for him, this was just one of those days where it's just like, yeah, everything's going wrong. Maybe he's a little bit banged up. Can't really get out of this, so you gotta try something different. I don't feel like there's anything wrong with that. Because if it was any other position, you'd be fine with it.
I don't know how to explain it because you're a fan, and all you care about is you want to see results, and you don't care how it affects anything. If a guy throws a bunch of picks, you don't care about how young he is, how he needs to mow, how he needs to grow from it, you don't care. You just want to see that position play better.
I feel like
and
you do
what
care.
I'm saying,
I feel like
what,
I'm,
you
I'm
don't,
very, I'm very
you
caring.
Don't. And what I'm saying is, that as a young player, there's certain things that to grow at that position, you have to learn how to fight through.
I understand. Okay.
No matter how bad it is.
I get what you're saying about fighting through the adversity, and that's a learning moment, whatever. If a starting pitcher goes out there and gets racked in the first inning, he comes out of the game.
Starting pitcher is different because you're going to get 30 starts. No. Here's why. Because you're going to get 30 starts.
Well, Jaron's going to get another start.
And
he's going to get another start. Okay. He's starting this week.
All right.
Text the show at 67974. We'll be back after this. Guys, those of us here at Entercom South Florida, the Miami Heat, and the Miami Cancer Institute are continuing our partnership to find a cure for cancer. Coming up November 16th, it is our Dribble Drive Against Cancer. Zaslow is going to be leading the way as we have the Dribble Drive Challenge that goes 13.8 miles from Miami Cancer Institute in Kendall all the way to the American Airlines Arena. There's also the Dribble Drive from Vizcaya to the arena and the Dribble Drive Dash, which goes right around the perimeter of the arena. You guys can form teams now and donate. Go to heathelpcure.org.
So Zaslow has a team. You can join Team Zaslow. He's doing the whole thing. Carrie Ann, our boss, has a team. She wants all of us to join. What was that noise?
Walk every day.
It's to help. It's help. Fight cancer.
I mean, Leroy busted his hamstring playing water balloon toss. I don't know, think it's safe for him to be walking.
Do it with me.
I'm going to go down to the...
I'd be at the arena broadcasting probably.
Yeah. Okay. I thought I was doing radio that day.
Right. Yeah, we are. We'll broadcast via the remote control or whatever the hell it is.
Uh-oh. Jack, please. He didn't do it with the middle finger.
He did. No, yes, he did.
I just saw it.
I'm telling you.
That's not the one. It's the second one. He brings his finger up and he goes like this.
Man.
I'll show you
I'm so glad we have the ability to do that.
This is the most embarrassing thing yesterday to happen in football. Really?
Can we hear Mike Tomlin again? It's the greatest response I've heard all season to a question when asked about the cart. He was so – because Mike Tomlin's already got a little bit He's already got a little bit of punch you in the face look to him. Like if you ask him something stupid – but this guy does ask him something stupid, and he wanted to just be like, are you mother bleeping kidding me?
On Mason's injury, do you know why he had to stand up and kind of walk off the way he did while the cart was out there?
Ask somebody that's in charge of that. I don't drive carts and things of that nature.
Wait. Things of that nature, like that means don't ask me the stadium questions. Like, hey Mike, there were no churros in section 205 yesterday.
Oh my God, Jesus! Don't ask me things of that nature. What are we supposed to ask you? The Dolphins, by the way, if you're just tuning in, they are taking on a Redskins team this week that has a new head coach because Jay Gruden got fired.
Who is the coach?
I don't know. Does it matter?
No, they're going to have a press conference at 1 o'clock. Is it going to be Rob Ryan?
Oh. That business would pick up if it was Rob Ryan.
Is he on the staff?
Yeah, he's on the staff.
Defensive coordinator.
He's defensive coordinator?
No.
I think he's just like a specialist.
Inside linebacker's coach.
Whatever he is, I see his mane of hair and his big stomach, which I can relate
to.
I remember I was going over the Redskins staff the other day because we figured this might be a possibility.
Odds that Rob Ryan makes it to the sidelines if he gets to spend a couple days on South Beach before the Dolphins game.
No chance.
I'm
going to
go 0.0.
No, he'll be in jail.
The dude got thrown out of a bar in Nashville.
Blood alcohol level 3.7.
Yeah. No, man.
No, you're dead.
I know. Jeez. I know.
Yeah, that's
how great would that be, though?
Oh, man, it would be fantastic yesterday.
According to the website, it says Bill Callahan is the interim head coach.
Oh, good. He did a great job with Oakland and Nebraska.
That's true. Wow.
Callahan Auto Parts.
Tommy boy.
I still don't understand how the Canes are favored this weekend. It doesn't make sense to me.
Because, bro, they invented swagger.
So
they're at home.
This is what
the
they
rock.
Do. They just dangle a carrot, and they're just like, here you go.
Because the idiots,
Canes fans.
Because we know how bad the Canes are, but the nation just thinks,
how can anybody not know how bad they are now? Though they
are some schlep that's just like doing like some 2017 parlay like Robbie is like, Miami, Virginia, it's the U.
But they were on ESPN.
Nah.
Now, by the way, how about this? How about ESPN yanking the Canes off the game?
I know,
before the end of the broadcast,
and then they went back and showed it in replay.
That was horrible. You gotta be like abort, go back, and they're just like, guess what? You know what? We don't care.
Yeah, like I was in a booth on Saturday, and they had gone to commercial break.
I was
after
so
the first
mad.
One.
I was furious. I couldn't find it. They weren't going back because I'm following it on Twitter, and I see like all the Canes reporters saying, "Wait, game's not over yet." I'm like, "Okay, go back." Go no. back, go, 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 go,
they
go, go, go.
Wait.
They went to the next game.
They went to Georgia, Tennessee, and they're just like, whatevs. Wait. Oh, by the way, here's how the Canes game ended.
How is Miami favored? Virginia's coming off a bye week and is 5-4-1.
I don't know.
And
Virginia actually has a coaching staff.
I don't understand it. It's crazy to me.
Bronco Mendenhall is going to...
Is that just Canes at home?
That's it. That's exactly it. The U at home at the Rock under the lights, bro.
Friday night, like people aren't even going to get there until the second half.
I wonder what that. That's supposed to be, that's supposed to be a big game Friday night against Virginia, and I wonder what that crowd's going to be. What does that mean?
Crickets.
My wife and my kid will be there because I got them club seats. They better freaking be there.
Really?
Yeah, it's a great year for me to invest in season tickets.
Oh,
and the Virginia's quarterback did throw 3 interceptions last year against Miami Hurricanes, but still.
Different team, different defense, different everything.
It's bad times right now, man. It's hard sledding for the Canes. We're back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.